You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, I spoke to the acting president of the Auckland University Students Association, George Barton, about the recent shake-up in the AUSA executive and the continuing problem of white supremacy at the University of Auckland. Here is George. So let's start off with the shake-up in the executive, the AUSA executive itself. The president has resigned. So what's happened now?
Yeah, so unfortunately, Anand gave in his resignation Monday last week, and that resignation is effective Monday next week because there's a two-week notice period. And so the executive has chosen to appoint me as acting president. So under our new constitution, if the president does resign...
And this was this constitution that you passed earlier this year,
that's right, yes. Mm. Yep. So under our new constitution that we currently have, if a president resigns, one of the members of the executive is appointed to take the role of acting president for the rest of the term. And the reason for that is in order to ensure the stability of the executive as a whole. So the executive met last week to appoint an acting president, and they've appointed me for the rest of the term.
So do you think this will have any, obviously now that you are president, acting president for the rest of the year, do you think this will have any significant changes on the way AUSA is run or the plans that you have for the rest of the year?
I think inevitably new person will bring about new change. But in that being said, I see my role as to really carry out the goals of our executive as they were at the beginning of the year. So that's continuing on delivering free exam seminars, creating a student council, delivering a mental health report to the university. More work will be done on that in semester two, building on working with and not against our clubs and faculty associations. So it's very much continuing on that mission and that agenda that we had. You'll recall that Unfuck AUSA, who were that big ticket, released a manifesto. And I'm really proud to say that actually, you know what, we've achieved a lot of those goals. And so that will be the guiding platform for us for the rest of the year. There will be new things that will come about inevitably, obviously, because, you know, I'm a different person.
Yeah.
But also because we will be electing a new education vice president. And so they will bring to their role a different energy and a different view and a different set of ideas and policies for AUSA.
So now I want to talk a little bit about what happened a week ago when this whole announcement was made by AUSA that the president had resigned, and then we had an article that came out where a known white supremacist announced that he was going to be campaigning for AUSA president. Obviously, as you've just said, that's not possible because under the new constitution, AUSA internally appoints a new president.
Yep.
However, what was the reaction that you had from students with that?
Yeah, well, I think the reaction from students was just a lot of confusion and understandably a bit of fear as well, I guess. The first thing I'd say is, in regards to Adam Holland's post, the first thing is he's not even a student. So he's not eligible to actually run for AUSA president or for any role on AUSA. But the second thing is that the role of president wasn't open. So I think in terms of what students were saying, you know, we've been seeing this uprise in racist and white supremacist rhetoric going on campus. Mm-hmm. And then this outright, I'm going to run for president, wasn't a comforting thing to hear or know about. So we wanted to release information that said immediately, no, this isn't happening. This isn't a possibility. If he is a student, he might be able to run for something. But to the best of our knowledge, and this has been confirmed by the university, he is not a student here at the University of Auckland. What he is a Facebook troll.
Shortly after this, there have been Reddit thread and a Twitter thread about a base of white supremacy at O'Rourke Hall. Now, I can't imagine that AUSA necessarily has a whole lot of room to do anything when it comes to how the halls are run or who lives in the hall or anything. However, it must be disappointing to you hearing that the university is again sort of brushing this issue off like it doesn't exist when you've just passed or motioned a path to change with the university and wanting there to be a reaction from them. Is there anything that AUSA can do or wants to do to make the university open their eyes, I suppose?
Yeah, I mean, the news that came out about that Reddit report was just, you know, absolutely disappointing and disgusting, really, absolutely awful. one of the things we did was immediately got in touch with accommodation and wanted to seek their assurances about what support was being given to students, in particular to our international students, in those halls. Yeah, I think the university has taken to looking at all of these incidents as being really isolated, but the report that we gave to the university, the path to change report that the Vice-Chancellor read, contained all the different documentation and anecdotes from students, really gut-wrenching, awful information, that certainly made me, reading it as someone who had received that anonymous information, deeply sad about the experiences that students have to go through at this university. So I would hope that this incident is just another thing that shows the university that actually there is a widespread connected problem at this university, and that students aren't feeling safe at the moment because of it.
I think to a lot of people that particular story was particularly scary because that's where people live.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, you know, I mean, it's maybe, it's one thing to say, oh, on campus we can't do much about it, but you feel like there, you really have to do something about it when that person could be living next to someone. I just think that it's concerning that a university spokesperson said that it wasn't a threat.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's just talk a little bit more about the path to change. How is that going? How's the development on that going otherwise?
Yep. So the Vice-Chancellor's come back to us saying that he wanted to review the membership of that working group.
Mm-hmm.
And because of some of the senior university officials that are a part of that working group, it'll take a long time to establish when exactly a meeting will first happen. I want that first meeting to take place before the end of semester, because it's really important that we actually move on and get things done with this. But currently we're waiting on when the different pro-vice-chancellors and deputy vice-chancellors who are a part of this working group will be available to sit down and to meet. And that first meeting of the working group will evaluate all the different work that the university is doing in this area around bullying, harassment and discrimination, and then to be able to identify what it agrees with in terms of our USA's independent report saying that these were the different areas that we needed for change.
Yeah. And then just finally, what sort of next on the agenda for AUSA? What are you up to next other than obviously the path to change?
Yeah. So what's next on the agenda is we're currently rolling out our first ever free exam seminars for Stressless Study Fest.
Mm.
So one of the things that we saw last year is that there's a massive problem with corporate tutoring companies coming into the University of Auckland and effectively, you know, just duping our first year students into paying a lot of money for, quite frankly, shoddy advice. So what we said was AUSA has the money and the ability to be able to pay good quality tutors to put on free exam seminars, so why don't we just do that? And so we've unrolled a suite of major first year paper free exam seminars. We just had Engineering and Maths 108 last night, which were well attended. And so that's our main push for the rest of the semester. And then going into semester two, the goal will be generating a discussion across the university around mental health, which I think is really needed.
Completely.
But also working on how we can get out the vote for our local body elections. You know, a lot of people are complaining that all our councillors ever talk about is reducing rates. Mm. And understandably, because the majority of people, or at least certainly the great majority of students, don't own property. So
no.
Rates doesn't mean anything to them.
True.
So it'll be informing students and making them aware that actually, you know what, our councillors, the people that sit on our DHBs, all these different local body elections are really important. So we've got to have a voice in that. And so AUSA will be leading an effort to really get out that vote so that our mayor says things other than just reducing rates to be able to convince people to vote and to be happy with them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.